Wisconsin's bird populations are changing in some unusual ways. The Wisconsin Breeding Bird Atlas is in the middle of a 5-year survey. The Department of Natural Resources has just released its findings from the second year. The last time Wisconsin conducted a breeding bird atlas was in the late 1990s. Joining me now with more is Nick Anich. He's Breeding Bird Atlas Coordinator and a conservation biologist with the DNR. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me.
In all, volunteer observers spotted 239 species, 220 of them nesting, and 11 of them are new species. That seems like a lot of new species. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, a little bit. The first atlas confirmed 226 bird species breeding over 6 years of fieldwork. So to have 11 in the first 2 years is kind of a surprise.
One of the most surprising finds was the Mississippi kite, a bird which had not been seen in this state, at least not in that first atlas.
Yeah, they are nesting in nearby Rockford, Illinois. So we kind of had our eye out for that species. In general, that's a bird species that typically breeds in the bottomland hardwoods of the southeast United States, but over the last couple decades, we've been seeing them push north and also west as they move into a little bit more suburban nesting habitats, actually. They're a raptor, and they're really graceful, so they swoop around. A lot of their prey is like dragonflies and cicadas, so it's very unusual to even see them at all in the state because we're north of their normal range, so it's not very often you have a species nest that is so rare to actually even just see one in the state.
Another bird that seems to have an expanded range now is the Merlin, which is a small falcon. And I noticed a number of the birds that had higher populations this time around were predators like peregrine falcons and bald eagles. Do we know why that is?
Yeah, well, one possible reason is all these birds were, the top of the food chain, and they were negatively affected by DDT. But then that was banned in 1970 in Wisconsin, and so I think part of this expansion we're seeing is greater populations with these species doing better now.
While this survey has spotted a number of new species, a few found in the first atlas more than a decade ago haven't been seen in this current survey. What are we not seeing so far, and are there any theories yet as to why they haven't been spotted?
We're actually doing pretty well compared to the first year. There's only three species found in more than two blocks during the first atlas that we haven't confirmed yet: LeConte sparrow, American widgeon, and white-winged crossbill. White-winged crossbill is what we call an eruptive species, so that they only come out of Canada some years, and we haven't really had a good year for them yet. American widgeon is a duck that is kind of a rare nester around here. We're not really in the heart of their breeding range, so that's not too surprising. And then LeConte sparrows, I'm sure, breed in the state every year, but they're very secretive. They can be found in, like, wet meadows and hay fields, and they have a distinctive song, but they're pretty hard to get a look at, which is probably why we haven't confirmed nesting yet.
You've had thousands of volunteers taking part in observing these birds already, but not in every corner of the state quite yet. So where are you looking to get observers as you prepare for year three?
Yeah, well, as you might expect, we have the most volunteer effort in the populated southeast area of the state. And so we have pretty big gaps up north and also on the west edge of the state. But, you know, with 2 years in, there are still spots that we need surveyed everywhere. If someone's interested in participating, there is no doubt a breeding bird atlas block near them.
That's Nick Anich with the Department of Natural Resources. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.